Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sari berita untuk hari Minggu 27 Desember 2020. New South Wales telah mencatat 7 kasus virus corona baru yang didapat secara lokal. Sementara itu, Wali Kota Northern Beaches, Michael Regan, mengatakan tempat-tempat hospitality di distrik itu membutuhkan pemberitahuan secepat mungkin apakah tempat tersebut dapat buka kembali pada malam tahun baru. Presiden Jerman telah memperingatkan negaranya bahwa negaranya menghadapi jalan yang panjang dan sulit di depan, namun mengatakan ada cahaya di ujung terowongan dengan dimulainya vaksinasi COVID-19. Pihak berwenang sedang menyelidiki ledakan sebuah kendaraan yang melukai 3 orang di kota Nashville di Amerika Serikat. Berita selengkapnya. New South Wales telah mencatat 7 kasus virus corona baru yang didapat secara lokal. 6 dari kasus baru itu terkait dengan gugus Avalon di pantai utara Sydney, sedangkan kasus ketujuh sedang diselidiki. Kluster virus corona di daerah Northern Beaches Sydney kini telah berkembang menjadi 70 kasus setelah 30 infeksi baru terdeteksi pada hari Sabtu malam. Penduduk Northern Beaches berada di bawah perintah tinggal di rumah seperti tindakan yang terakhir diberlakukan pada bulan Maret di puncak krisis COVID-19. Premier New South Wales Gladys Berejiklian meminta kesabaran penduduk.
We hope to have some clear information to everybody tomorrow or at the latest the day after on what New Year's Eve and the next few weeks look like for everybody, including those communities on the northern beaches. And I just ask everybody for your patience, but every day that goes past gives us more information and more confidence to make decisions which we think will ease the pressure on communities at this stage.
Sementara itu, Wali Kota Northern Beaches, Michael Regan, mengatakan tempat-tempat hospitality di distrik itu membutuhkan pemberitahuan secepat mungkin apakah tempat tersebut dapat buka kembali pada malam tahun baru. Regan mengatakan ia telah menerima panggilan telepon dari pemilik restoran dan kafe yang menjelaskan tentang tantangan logistik untuk tempat bisnis mereka.
I can't wait till the 30th before they make decisions on whether to be open or closed on New Year's Eve. They need to make that decision by Tuesday because they need to do all the ordering of food and stocks and logistics. And as a result, they need to make sure they've got enough staff as well. So yeah, they need to be getting going on Tuesday. They can't wait until the 30th.
Premier Berejiklian juga telah mengumumkan pembatasan baru yang melarang pertemuan lebih dari 10 orang di Sydney dan Bloemfontein di New South Wales.
Everybody in the greater Sydney area, including the Central Coast and the Blue Mountains, we're asking you not to have more than 10 people in your home, in addition to whoever lives in your home, until midnight on Wednesday. Again, as a precaution, because we know that indoor settings in small areas actually exacerbate or accelerate the spread. So until Wednesday midnight, we're asking anybody in Greater Sydney, including the Central Coast and Blue Mountains, not to have more than 10 people come to your home at any one time.
Premier New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, mengatakan kebanyakan orang yang menghadiri Overall Boxing Day di Sydney mengenakan penutup wajah. Berejiklian telah mendorong pembeli untuk menghindari kawasan pusat bisnis untuk mencoba mencegah penyebaran COVID-19 ke seluruh komunitas. Berejiklian mengatakan ia senang para pembeli bertindak secara bertanggung jawab.
Thank you to everybody who ordinarily would have gone to the CBD. The response to date has been really positive and overwhelming. Those that have gone into the CBD to shop have worn a mask, and we've seen numbers substantially reduced on last year, which is exactly what we wanted to see.
Sementara di Melbourne, pembeli mengatakan bahwa mereka senang memanfaatkan harga diskon sambil membantu para pengecer.
This is how our economy will be stable again after this COVID-19 restrictions, you know. This is the only way we can support our economy and the, you know, local people.
I think it's very important because lots of businesses have struggled this year, and I think they're hoping to maybe replenish.
Presiden Jerman telah memperingatkan negaranya bahwa negaranya menghadapi jalan yang panjang dan sulit di depan, namun mengatakan ada cahaya di ujung terowongan dengan dimulainya vaksinasi COVID-19. Jerman rata-rata mengalami lebih dari 30.000 kasus baru setiap hari dan ratusan kematian. Presiden Frank-Walter Steinmeier mengatakan bela sungkawanya tertuju pada mereka yang tewas oleh pandemi dan orang-orang yang mereka cintai.
Ich denke an die Frauen und Männer, die in diesen Stunden auf den Intensivstationen.
I think of the men and women who are struggling with the virus in the intensive care units and of their loved ones who are worried about them. I think of the people who have lost the fight against the disease. Many have died a bitter and lonely death, and they are all being missed. My thoughts are also with those who are struggling to recover from the effects of the infection, and my thoughts are with our European neighbours who are being hit at least as hard by the pandemic as we are.
Pihak berwenang sedang menyelidiki ledakan sebuah kendaraan yang melukai 3 orang di kota Nashville di Amerika Serikat. Rumah mobil itu meledak beberapa saat setelah polisi datang untuk menanggapi tembakan dan mendengar pesan otomatis yang datang dari kendaraan itu yang memperingatkan adanya bom. Motif di balik ledakan itu belum ditentukan. Tidak ada alat peledak tambahan yang ditemukan dengan pihak berwenang mengindikasikan tidak ada ancaman aktif di daerah tersebut. Douglas Korneski dari FBI mengatakan pihak berwenang sedang bekerja keras untuk melindungi penduduk di sekitarnya.
The ATF, Metro Nashville, Police Department, officers and Tennessee Highway Patrol and other federal and state partners are working around the clock to make sure Nashville continues to be a safe place to live and work. During the past 24 hours, our joint investigative team fielded nearly 500 tips from those in and around the Nashville metro area. We deeply appreciate the ongoing support and cooperation from the community and wish for it to continue.
Wali Kota Nashville mengatakan ia kagum tidak ada orang yang lebih banyak lagi yang terluka dalam ledakan di pusat kota pada hari Natal itu. John Cooper, Wali Kota Nashville, memuji tanggapan pihak polisi.
Huge relief that it wasn't more. I mean, in the early in the morning, it seemed maybe it was a propane explosion, and then maybe there was not that many injuries, something that you could be happy about at the time. But we have to be angry and determined and resolved to catch the people and to rebuild.
Ratusan migran terdampar di kamp Bosnia saat suhu turun dan salju turun dengan lebat di negara itu di tengah cuaca yang memburuk. Migran di kamp Lipa di barat laut negara itu membungkus diri dengan selimut dan kantong tidur untuk melindungi diri dari angin yang dingin. Pihak berwenang tidak dapat menemukan akomodasi baru bagi para migran menyebabkan setidaknya 1,000 orang terdampar dalam cuaca dingin tanpa fasilitas dan sedikit paket makanan dari kelompok bantuan. Seorang migran dari Pakistan memohon bantuan.
We are living like animals. Even animal living like better us. So please, I request UNO, IOM, all NGOs to help us, because if they cannot help us, we will die. So please help us.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.